A book by Clara Layton. Tessa's graduation from high school was both highly anticipated and a huge relief. She had managed to make honor roll for all but one semester and had earned herself a trip to Hawaii because of it. Her parents had been holding the trip over her head for years as an incentive to do well, and it certainly worked. Although Tess had quite the wild side, she managed to stay focused long enough to earn the trip. When she was in school, her reputation had been a little harsh, though reasonably fair. She was a party girl and made no effort to hide it. On her 18th birthday party, just a few weeks before graduation, she had thrown one hell of a get-together. Her parents were nice enough to go away for the weekend, leaving her with nearly half of her graduating class. Included in the bunch was her longtime boyfriend, Mike. It was at the party that he had surprised her with the news. He had saved up the money to go on the trip with her. Her reaction had been priceless. "Are you freaking serious?" "Absolutely." She had jumped into his arms, hugging and kissing him. "What about my parents?" "They agreed to let me watch you. We get to go alone." "That is amazing." With a grin that couldn't be removed by anything on the planet, the party raged on for almost two whole days. It was only a few weeks after that when Tess and Mike hopped onto a plane and were well on their way to the tiny island of Molokai. Their hotel room was breathtaking. It was a beachside bungalow that sat right on the edge of the shore. Large double doors opened up onto the patio and let the fresh, salty sea air blow the long curtains around in large billows. Tess dropped her bags to the floor with a loud thud and ran over to the open patio. "This is amazing, Mike." He set his bags down more gently and walked up behind her. He wrapped his arms around her waist and looked out over the crystal blue waters. "We still have a bit of daylight left. What do you say we take a dip?" She turned to face him and placed her hands on his face. "I would love that." Mike pulled her closer and kissed her as the warm Hawaiian air gusted around them, making Tess's long, amber hair swirl about wildly. He gingerly moved his hands down her back and gently cupped her small, perky ass cheeks in each hand. Tess pulled back from him, calmed down. "Mike. We just got here." He let go of her with a roll of his eyes. "All right. All right." The bikini that Tess had picked to wear while she was there was far skimpier than she would have ever worn at home. It was a small little thing in all white with gold rings holding the parts together. After she had changed, she came out of the bathroom and spun around in a circle in front of Mike. "What do you think?" His mouth was practically hanging open. Her body had changed a lot over the past few years. She was still pretty short, only standing a few inches over 5 feet tall. Everything else about her, though, had filled out nearly overnight. Her breasts had rounded out, ending up at a massive D cup. Her thighs and hips had also plumped up in a seductive way. Her waist was still tiny, giving her the classic hourglass shape that so many women wished that they had. Mike's brown eyes traced the lines of her body as she stood there with her hands on her curvy hips. She had been working out with him over the past few months and they had both gotten pretty cut. He himself had worked his body in a chiseled masterpiece. Tess wiggled her hips slowly, teasing him with her sway. "So? Do you like it?" The boner starting to form in his pants was hard to control. He was young, after all. "Fuck yes, I like it. You're so hot." She swept her brown hair off of her shoulder and pushed it out of her face, taking a good look at him, too. His abs sat proudly over the top of his swim trunks and his shaggy black hair hung nearly over his eyes. He, too, had really grown into his own the least year or so, and Tess noticed. And yet, as she stood there in her sexy bikini and watched him shift around trying to hide the bulge in his pants, she felt like something just wasn't right. They had been having sex for a little while now. It was good and she was usually able to get off, but she always felt afterward like there was something missing. She had always chalked it up to the fact that he was her first, but she had begun to have her doubts. There was something more that she wanted, but she just couldn't put her finger on it. Most of the time she was able to sweep the nagging thoughts out of her head. After all, she had just started having sex less than a year ago. Maybe she just hadn't gotten the hang of it yet or something. But that day, watching Mike squirm and cross his legs on the hotel bed, Those doubts and worries started to swim around in her head again. What was wrong with her? He was the hottest guy in school. Sure, she was attracted to him, but she was nowhere near as worked up as he was right then. What was the problem? Mike seemed oblivious to the firestorm going on inside of her head. Come on, baby, let's go swim. His voice snapped her out of her thoughts. She smiled at him. Yeah, sure. I just need some sunscreen. It took a few minutes of digging in the suitcase with her back to him before she found the bottle and popped it open. She lathered up every part of her body that she could reach and then held the bottle out to Mike. A little help? He snatched the bottle from her hands with a smirk and got up off of the bed. She turned around and scooped her hair up in her hands. Mike squeezed a small amount of the cream into his hand and started to rub her back and shoulders. His hands moved smoothly over her and made their way down to the small of her back. Tess knew what he had on his mind and was proven right when his hands slipped under the waist of her bikini. His large hands caressed her ass cheeks and he moved in close to her. The bulge under the thin swim shorts pressed into her back. Come on, Tess, he nearly whimpered to her. It's been a long time and you look so fucking sexy. His hands squeezed around her cheeks and spread them apart. Tess started to get a little excited and bent down ever so slightly. Mike pushed his hand down and around her curves, making its way to her slit. He used two fingers to rub it back and forth, pausing on her clit after each stroke to tickle it a little. The nipples and her bikini top started to swell and stick out. Tess bent down further and jumped a little when Mike yanked the bottom piece of her bikini off. He wasted no time then and pulled out his hard member. He jammed it into her tight hole, making her gasp. Mike, please. None of her words were going to make it through his head now. He picked her up by the waist, his cock still inside of her, and carried her out to the deck. Her body slammed down onto the hot, wooden table outside when he set her down. Mike immediately started to ram his cock into her tight channel. He was always pretty rough with her and this time was no different. She didn't really mind, but the same thing every time just gets old. Tess's large tits swung back and forth with reckless abandon. The heat from the table was burning her stomach, but she wasn't going to bother saying anything now. Once he got started, it was just best to go along with it. Mike dug his nails into her hips, ramming her petite body up and down over his shaft. It started to feel good for her eventually. Tess let go of the table and massaged a nipple with her free hand. Her moans for him started out quiet and progressively worked their way up to cries of pleasure with each thrust into her. The soft mound protecting her throbbing clit banged up against the table and made her shiver with delight. She turned around and looked over her shoulder, wanting to see him fuck her. Mike grabbed her thighs from underneath and spread her legs apart violently. She cried out to him, "Harder, baby. Fuck me harder." His cock rammed into her, making their skin slap together loudly. It was then that something caught Tess's eye. Out in the water was a woman without any clothes. Her large nipples stood out from her supple breasts that bobbed up and down with the movements of the ocean. She had to be pretty far out. The lower half of her body was submerged beneath the deep blue waters. The long, blonde hair flowing from her head went all the way down into the water where it swirled and ebbed. Her face, even from a distance, was stunning. Tess could almost make out light blue eyes, though she couldn't be sure. The woman in the sea watched the two of them fucking intently. She raised a hand to her breast and rubbed a few fingers over her erect nipple. This small movement lit more fire inside of Tess than she had ever experienced before. She began to moan louder, never taking her eyes off of the woman in the water. If Mike had seen the woman, he never said anything. Tess was sure that he hadn't. The table pressing against the flesh covering her clit pounded against it faster now. The woman in the ocean ran both of her hands over her tits and up over her head. She looked right into Tess's eyes and licked her lips. A new feeling was welling up inside of Tess. Her knees quivered and her whole body shook. As the woman in the sea put on her little show, the clenching feeling inside of Tess's pussy strengthened before unleashing an orgasm like she had never felt before. She screamed out as waves of tension released from her body. The juices inside of her set loose, covering the dick still jamming away inside of her. All the while, Tess never took her eyes off of the woman. She could make out the smirk on her face when she watched her come. She was so intent on looking at the beautiful woman that she barely noticed when Mike pulled out and came on her red ass cheeks. She turned around to look at him for a brief moment. When she turned back to face the sea, the woman was gone. Tess was almost shut out to the world around her. She had to find out who that woman was. A guest at the resort, maybe? There was just something about her that drew her in. It planted in her a burning desire that she had never knew could exist. Maybe after all that time she had found what she knew had been missing, a woman. Mike and Tess had gone to dinner later that evening and she couldn't help but be distracted. Her eyes scanned every room that they went into, trying to spot the face that watched her from the crystal blue waters outside of her balcony. She wondered for a second whether or not Mike noticed that she was being distant, but it was unlikely. He never mentioned it. After dinner, the two of them returned to their room. Mike tried to initiate sex with her again, but she brushed him off with some lame excuse. He pouted like a pathetic puppy for a little while, but eventually got over it and settled down into the bed with a movie. It wasn't long after when he knocked out, snoring loudly. Tess looked over to Mike and then shifted her gaze out to the water lapping up onto the nearby shore. The sound of the waves breaking onto the sand beckoned her to come in, almost like they had a secret that she was going to be privy to. She had planned on going out into the waters all day, so her bikini was already on under her dress. She peeled away her light, flowing dress and stripped back down into her white bikini. The flip-flops hit the wall and fell to the ground as she kicked them off. She was careful to tread lightly as she made her way out onto the patio and down a short set of stairs leading to the beach. Her feet sank down into the still warm sand and she looked out, trying to make out a familiar shape in the light of the full moon. She shielded her eyes to the flames coming off of the tiki torches that ran along the length of the private beach but couldn't see anything beyond the small breaking waves close to shore. Her legs carried her closer to the sea's edge without much input from her. Before long she was at the water's edge and the still warm seawater was softly slapping against her bare feet. She turned back for a moment to make sure that nobody had followed her. Light was still pouring out of the open balcony, but that was all. Mike was likely still passed right out in the bed where she had left him. Tess turned her attention back to the commotion at her feet. When her eyes had finally adjusted to the darkness, her heart fluttered in her chest. There she was again, the woman who had been watching her. "Hey, you!" she called out, jumping through the waves toward her. She moved as fast as she could through the water and was in waist deep after only a few seconds. The still topless woman didn't move. Instead, she smiled and nodded her head as if to beckon Tess closer. The salty water splashed up all around her as she waded through the undulating tide. Her feet slipped over shells and rocks along the way, sometimes making her lose her balance. But through all of that, Tess never took her eyes off of the beautiful woman. After what felt like an eternity, Tess found herself in water too deep for her to reach the bottom. She began to swim out to the woman and was past the breakers before too long. She was breathing heavily, exhausted from the frantic swim. Finally she came close to the woman and stopped just a few feet shy. "Who are you and why were you watching me?" The woman grazed a hand over her bare breast and smiled. "I'm Marina." Between heaving breaths and paddling water, Tess asked her, "But why were you watching me?" Marina moved closer to Tess with a gracefulness that she had never seen someone have in the water. "Because you're beautiful." What could she have said to that? Tess looked at Marina, studying everything from her angelic face to her large, floating tits. Again Marina moved closer and reached a hand out to her. Tess held out her hand cautiously and their skin finally met. Something like a wave of electricity took hold of Tess's body, moving through her from her fingertips, down to her toes, and ending at her pussy. It sent chills up her spine. Marina moved in closer and their bodies finally met. She reached around Tess and removed her bikini top, gingerly pulling it over her head and exposing her similarly large breasts. Tess moaned softly to her, "Why do I want you so bad?" Marina gently stroked her hard nipples, "Because, deep down, I am what you feel like you have been missing." Their lips met and they embraced for some time, pressing their tits against each other and grinding their hips together. Tess couldn't believe what was happening. She had never felt this kind of need inside of her before. The walls of her channel were clenching in anticipation and she could feel her clit start to throb. Marina held her face and pulled back. "Do you know what I am?" Though it was beyond belief, Tess knew exactly what she was. She had felt Marina's tail when they were locked in their embrace. "A mermaid." "Yes, do you want to go with me? I can show you everything that your body has been yearning for." Tess pulled herself in closer and leaned into her ear. "Please, take me. I need you. Hold still." With that, Marina held into Tess's jaw and breathed down into her. Tess could feel a change sweeping over her chest, but she wasn't given long to think about it. Immediately after, Marina took her hand and plunged her underwater. Tess panicked at first but soon realized that whatever had been done to her gave her the ability to breathe underwater. The whole feeling was surreal. Marina looked back to her with a glow in her eyes and led her by the hand. They swam through the waters together for some time. It was dark but the light from the moon still shone through, allowing Tess to see where Marina was taking her. They swam into the mouth of a large cave and surfaced once inside. Tess popped her head out of the water and looked around. There were a number of primitive torches lit around the room that flickered and cast unusual shadows throughout. She pulled herself up onto the slick rocks. "I can't believe this." Marina swam up to her and worked her way between her legs. Tess lowered a hand down onto the mermaid's wet, blonde hair and pulled her in closer, guiding her to the aching folds between her legs. Marina obeyed, pulling aside her panties and moving her mouth down onto Tess's pussy. "Oh God," Tess cried. Marina's tongue made tight sweeping motions on the area just surrounding her clit. Tess spread her legs and laid back onto the cold rocks beneath her. The hot tongue worked its way up and down her slit, even stopping at her hole to enter her a few times. Tess pinched and rubbed her nipples under the soft glow of the firelight surrounding her. Her moans and cries echoed loudly through the cavern walls. After a few minutes, Marina called to her from between her legs. "Would you like for me to join you up there? Can you?" She lifted herself out of the water, now somehow with legs of her own. "Of course. My fin can take almost any form." She stepped onto the rocks and stood over Tess. She was even more beautiful then. Her long legs led up to her nearly hairless pussy. Tess motioned to her, "Let me taste you." Marina walked over to her and stood over her face for a moment before crouching down. She began rocking her hips back and forth over Tess's mouth. She tasted sweet with a little bit of the salt water she had just been in. Tess grabbed into her hips and buried her face deeper inside, sucking and licking her eagerly. She had never known that what she was missing in her sex life was a woman like this. But now that she had it, she was going to savor every moment. She kept her face buried deep between Marina's legs for some time before coming up for air. She sucked one of her folds one last time before looking up to her. "Fuck me, please. I can't wait anymore." Marina stepped away and took Tess's hand, helping her up. She led her over to the side of the cave and against a cold wall. Then she pinned her against it and leaned down to suck on her nipples. Tess dug her nails into the back of Marina's neck. "Please, don't stop," she whispered. And Marina didn't stop. She moved down her body slowly, teasing and licking her all over. When she was finally kneeling on the ground, she grabbed one of Tess's legs and laid it over her shoulder. She licked her dripping slit softly, just enough to tease her. Tess's legs were shaking, the tension was building in her body and she felt like she was going to explode and take the entire world right along with her. Every lick made her world shift. Every little suck felt like it altered the very universe around her. With two fingers at first, Marina entered Tess's hole, making her scream out. She proceeded to jam her fingers in and out while sucking down onto her swollen clit. Tess reached up and tried to grip the wall behind her, digging her nails into the stone so hard that they were breaking. Marina added another finger to the mix, continuing to pound her pussy. She had gotten so wet that the wet slapping sounds were almost louder than Tess's screams for more. "Oh God, it feels so good." Marina spread open Tess's folds, exposing her throbbing pink clit, and licked it greedily. Inside of Tess's pussy, she moved the fingers around, curling them toward her and massing her G-spot. Tess screamed. Oh fuck, incoming. She ground her hips against Marina's face, pressing her eager tongue harder against her clit and exploded onto her fingers. She let out an earth-shattering scream as a flood of her juices rushed out and her knees gave way. The pleasure that she felt at that moment, she was sure, would never be erased from her memory. Tess sank to the ground and Marina moved with her, licking and sucking out every moment of ecstasy before pulling back and wiping her face with the back of her hand. Tess lay there for a while, her back bleeding from being pressed up against the sharp rocks for so long. She wouldn't notice for some time, either. The two of them sat there, looking at each other for a long time before Marina finally said, I have to go now. I can only have Lex for a little while. Will I see you again? Please, I have to see you again. You will be able to swim back until the first light of day. You had better get back. Tess grabbed onto her arm before she could leave, please. Marina reached out to Tess, teasing her still rock-hard nipple with two fingers, I'll be watching. With that she jumped into the water and sank below the surface, only a few bubbles marking her path before she disappeared completely. Tess lowered herself into the water and swam back to the beach slowly. She knew that she had to find Marina again. Even if that meant having sex with her dumb boyfriend outside a million times, she would do it. It would be worth feeling Marina's touch just once more. When she climbed out of the water in front of her oceanside suite, Tess sat down on the beach and looked out over the ocean, searching the horizon for just a hint of her new lover. She never did find one before falling asleep on the sand. Her sleep was deep and peaceful. Everything that she had been missing had finally been found. Thank you for supporting independent authors. Carrie Layden would love to hear any comments, questions or requests that you might have. Check out her blog at http://carrieldon.blogspot.com/ for the latest updates, discounts and contact information. All characters depicted in this fictional work are 18 years of age or older.